Hey everyone, it's Henry, Mike, and Jeff of The Decentralists. And this week's hot topic has got a great title, The Last Dance? Well, who knew that a 15-second video of someone doing a goofy dance move would be such a popular way to get social online? From these humble beginnings, TikTok has grown into a bona fide global social media giant. Putting that TikTok phenomenon into perspective, they got more internet traffic than Google did in 2021. And think about that. Google handles almost every internet search. But this success comes at a very high price. It's all fun and games until someone loses their mind. As reported by Jody Serrano in Gizmodo, Candy Fraser, a former content moderator for TikTok, is suing the social media giant and its parent company, ByteDance, for reportedly failing to take measures to protect her mental health after she watched countless hours of traumatic videos involving cannibalism, rape, animal mutilation, and suicides, among numerous other disturbing activities. This sounds just like the Facebook moderators. They're suing for the same sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So how can any social media company like TikTok or the next big one even consider getting into a business where moderation is an absolute necessity for every post? It's probably not even possible. Is this the last dance? Mike, Jeff, what do you think? What's the real cost of moderation?
Apparently, the real cost is human sanity. I mean, my first question about this is, why for companies worth billions of dollars is this even being done by humans at all?
Right.
We have facial recognition software that can pick an individual person out of a crowd. We have software that can scan billions of posts for keywords. Artificial intelligence should be able to catch a significant portion of these, even in situations where it's dialects of Arabic that are hard to decode, and so on and so forth. I'm not aware of, I don't have the financial figures of TikTok in front of me. I don't know if that's public information. But if we look at Facebook, I mean, Facebook has $86 billion in revenue in 2020. I don't know what their market cap is today. It's probably around staring down $1 trillion, mm-hmm. which, yeah, you know, isn't far off from the GDP of Canada, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So to suggest that a company like Facebook can't solve this problem is, to my mind, ridiculous. I mean, they could build HAL 9000, and HAL 9000 could go through all the posts and take care of it. So I don't understand why in 2021 it's 2022 now, isn't it? I don't understand why in 2022 this needs to be done by humans at all.
Well, okay, then Mike, based on what Jeff said, don't you believe that if it could be built, it would have been already? What do you think?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, you know, so, you know, I think that this is, so on the technological side, okay, to defend, I hate to say this, to defend these folks, I think the challenge with the content moderation problems that these social media companies have, okay, and let's leave the fact that they have to content moderate aside for a second. Just the mere, you know, kind of scanning of every, like, and I'm talking every post, right? Every post, and there's like 90 billion a day on Facebook or something. The scanning of every post is impossible, algorithmically or otherwise. But I'm also betting that, you know, as Jeff mentioned, you know, you'd think you could do it algorithmically, right? But facial recognition is an algorithmic thing, and it's been proven to be inaccurate, right? So now all of a sudden, if they go ahead and start moderating, they turn an algorithm on, and every mixed race person in the world can no longer gets banned from Facebook, you right. know, because facial recognition doesn't work. But I think that in there leaves the key. It's easier for somebody like a Twitter to set up an algorithm to look for keywords, okay? Terrorism, cannibalism, rape, animal mutation or mutilation, things like this, right? But how do you algorithmically search a video? That, I think, is the technological barrier for people like Facebook and Twitter and things like this, is there's no way to basically real time, like they're talking milliseconds, real time, take an image where somebody's not going to take an image and go, look, and write in text below, here's a picture of me mutilating a puppy. They're just going to post the video, right? And so how does an algorithm capture that, right? I think that technologically it's impossible.
Right now, if you look at a picture on Facebook, in order to accommodate people with disabilities, if you click on a picture, it says, there's embedded metadata text that says, this appears to be a picture of someone eating an ice cream cone underneath a tree.
Right.
And it isn't a human who has gone and done that. Their AI has gone and using machine learning has looked at the picture and figured out what it is. Now, again, I'm not an AI expert. I don't work in machine learning, but I have to believe if you're a company that has the economic might of a medium-sized nation, then that this is a problem that you can solve. We've talked in other podcasts about China, right? China moderates everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so, you know, it's terrible and bad and we don't want to see it and what have you, but some post goes up. Recently there was a Chinese tennis star who accused someone senior in China about sexual assault, and she posted this and people began posting things in support of her, including images of text, not actual text itself. Mm-hmm. And the stuff was taken down in milliseconds, right? So China has certainly cracked this nut. Now, I would argue it's not in a good way, but they have cracked the nut. So it suggests to me that it's possible. It's just that it might mean that instead of making $86 billion in revenue, Facebook might only make a shocking $30 billion in revenue. Because they've got to spend $50 more billion doing the research required to address this.
Okay, so Jeff, Mike, you know, we're unsure as to what the technology is capable of, but what do you think a solution to this could possibly be? How do you avoid human beings getting PTSD by reviewing this? Is there another choice to moderate these millions, billions of posts?
Given the current reality of social media, no, I don't think so. I think that, well, short of Jeff's suggestion that he just made, which is, okay, guys, here's the deal. Every single post that is posted on any of these social media platforms, right, needs to be moderated before it's posted. So imagine just this huge backlog of posts, right? You go in and you post something and it doesn't just immediately show up. It sits in a backlog, right, while some human or some algorithm or whatever.
Yeah, for 8 hours or something.
Exactly, for 8 hours, and then it goes. And now all of a sudden Facebook is nothing better than licking a stamp, putting it on an envelope and mailing it to someone, right? So what you've got is you've got the idea of complete content moderation is a complete fiction, because I also don't believe that it's in their best interests.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is part of the whole, what was the outrage that there's always lots of outrage about Facebook, but the recent whistleblower, right? The one that came out a couple of months ago, Francis Haugen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically detailed years of active research into the harms that, you know, the technologies like WhatsApp and Facebook and all the posts and how the algorithms were sending content around, was basically causing kids to commit suicide or feel bad about themselves or whatever the problem would be, right? And they just said no. Because if all of a sudden what happens is the future for Mark Zuckerberg to make a better world is Facebook needs to spend $50 billion a year on algorithms and 2 million freaking moderators, because right now they have 80,000,
yeah,
right? They have to spend $50 billion to make 30, It makes no sense to them.
No.
Why would they? Forget it. So what they're doing is they're playing the game that we're in right now.
Yeah.
They're playing this game of chicken. It's like, we've got the data and you kind of want it, right? We talked in an earlier podcast about these things like Pegasus and Clearview. Well, those guys want that data. If it wasn't there, it, you know, people's information wasn't out there in social to be scraped or pictures to be biometrically identified, they wouldn't be able to use this data against terrorists and bad people. But it can also be used against good people. So Facebook's like, forget it. I'm not going to do anything. You put me out of business.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? They have no incentive. Just keep pushing it. Because for every month that goes by, Zuckerberg makes another $5 billion.
I mean, the other moderation model that might be possible is similar to what you see on Reddit. So if you've been on Reddit, people make posts. And Slash Dot does this as well, but in a somewhat more cumbersome way, where posts are upvoted and downvoted. And you can then apply a filter that basically says, don't show me anything with a threshold below X. And then you don't see any of these bad stuff. And Reddit posters also get what's known as karma, which is basically saying this username has good karma because they've posted good stuff. And so you could filter to say, only show me posts with 100 upvotes from users with a karma rating of 1,000 or above.
Right.
And this would, you know, the people that are just trolls or posting racist stuff or whatever it is, are sort of just moderated out of oblivion by the user community itself.
Right.
Where that falls down is if you have a subreddit, which is intentionally exists for,
right,
you know, objectionable content, you know, people run over by trains or whatever, then, you know, then the content that is upvoted there is the content that is terrible because it is a site showing the most terrible stuff. So, you know, so that's right, getting upvoted.
Right.
So in that case, you almost need to meta moderate. So that's exactly where the moderators then come in and say, well, we're going to shut this whole group down. So the moderation burden is greatly reduced because you're not moderating the million Reddit posts per day. They are being self-moderated by the members of the community. You're just meta-moderating any large subreddits that might be objectionable.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
And this comes, we keep coming back to China, but in China, they have this system underway right now of kind of social credit, where,
right,
if you've played with a particular app and you've answered the right questions about the Communist Party and so on, you get a higher and higher social credit score where you are a good citizen. So you could imagine being ranked as a good Facebook citizen or a good TikTok citizen where your posts generally aren't moderated because you have proven that all you're doing is posting fancy dance videos, but other people, your posts are getting sent out to the, you know, to the 8-hour gulag for moderation because you yet haven't,
right,
received a social credit score that's any good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was to look at it, moderation to me is actually a pretty good, I don't know if the proper word is harbinger or indicator of the overall problems in the internet that we've been talking about trying to fix for years. Okay. If you look at something like a Facebook, like the big platforms, and whether they're Russian or Chinese or American, you have like fully centralized social media platforms where the only choice is a fully centralized moderation scheme. Okay. If you are on Facebook and you want to post a picture of something objectionable, somebody at Facebook, right, centrally takes that post in, has to either algorithmically assess it or look at it physically and get PTSD, right, and then allow the post to be put or not post. Then you've got this second layer like Reddit, which is almost like federated moderation, I would call it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is this kind of half layer we've talked about before, which is the Fediverse, where, you know, you have Reddit, and Reddit is like all of these little subreddits. And basically, I can set up a Reddit to talk about, you know, fishing. And then it's up to me to moderate that community, right? That fishing Reddit. And I'm the, and if I don't do it, then Reddit bans me and my fishing group's gone. Okay. But then the true solution is actually that we should each be able or must be able to moderate ourselves, right? You know, the problem with these things is somebody can go in and do like that guy in New Zealand who did the mosque shooting and live streamed it on Facebook. And so it made it through moderators. It was up there, you know, for an hour, this guy walking around.
Right.
And so, you know, you start to go, holy crap, you know, I don't want to see that. I mean, people who just use Facebook, not moderators, were getting PTSD from this video.
Wow.
And the reason why it's there is because it's basically a platform where you can post something and Facebook's algorithm, if it decided to, could actually put it out to 3 billion people. And that's the problem.
Yep.
People need to be able to say, like, what people should be doing is if you are, you know, we talked about, I mentioned this before. So a friend of ours has a Mexican neighbor, guy who's originally from Mexico. And I was talking to him the other day and he said, oh man, you wouldn't recognize Facebook in Mexico. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, it is literally, every time I open Facebook, my Mexican Facebook feed, I see somebody being hung or shot.
What?
Seriously. Or raped. And he said, because they just don't have, the moderation doesn't work. So imagine, that's Mexico. Imagine what it's like in Burkina Faso.
Well, hold on, Mike. They don't have the moderation for the Mexican version of Facebook because, what, is it as simple as they don't have enough Spanish-speaking moderators?
Totally.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, you know, this Facebook's being sued for like $150 billion by the Rohingya Muslim community that's been displaced out of Myanmar, okay, for their role they played in allowing this genocide to spread, okay? And the idea is that They looked at Facebook's moderation. Facebook has 200 moderators for all of Burma or Myanmar, and they only speak half of the languages that are spoken in Myanmar.
And there must be millions of people.
And there's millions of people in Myanmar.
Okay.
So how does this happen?
Yeah.
And the challenge is people have no control over what's coming in their newsfeed. None. Zero. And so because of that, you can't moderate your own content. That is really what should happen. If I have a news feed and I see something come through, I don't care who it's from, and it's objectionable, I ban them, I block them, it's done, and I never see that stuff again, or anything associated with that person. I think that truly is the only way it can happen. But the problem, you give that control to Facebook's users and Zuckerberg loses his mind because now all of a sudden everybody on Facebook goes, block everybody but my three friends.
Well, what you're talking about, Mike, is the way we want to design many ones. Exactly. Or it has been designed. In other words, sure, you can have all the friends you want. However, if there is a friend or more that you find objectionable,
sure,
you just press the little button and they're gone, no longer.
Delete them or
mute
them.
You don't have any connection with them any longer, nor do they have with you.
Well, wouldn't you want to know, Henry?
100%.
Like, wouldn't you want to know if one of your, you know, good friends that you're connected to on social media was was somebody who abused puppies?
Yeah.
And filmed them and put them on, like, wouldn't you want to know that? But because, you know, you're in some algorithmic thing, right? And for all you know, you could have a very good friend or somebody like this who's posting all these videos. And you're not seeing them because the algorithm says, well, Henry doesn't like dogs or whatever the case may be. And so you don't see it, but other people see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you're like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You should have the ability to moderate your own content. I mean, that's truly the only way this is going to get, this evil, shitty world of social media is ever going to change.
So, okay. So in closing, Jeff, what do you think? What do you think the solution is as opposed to Mike?
If we want to talk about utopia, right? The solution is for Facebook to create a chronological feed of things that have been posted by your family and friends and have been posted by the groups that you're interested in, like your Star Trek group or your fishing group or your Volkswagen Beetle group, and you scroll down the list and it says, you've reached the end.
Exactly.
Come back again. And, you know, along with some ads that are supporting the system and whatever that might appear there as well. So that there, so again, in this utopian world, all of this objectionable content is not boosted up because part of, you know, the root of the issue here is, you know, grandma in Philadelphia sees that her grandson Johnny has been presented with this objectionable content or this anti-vax nonsense or QAnon stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, if that stuff was never offered to them in the first place, then they would never see it and the problem wouldn't happen. And no one would be that interested in posting videos of bad things happening to puppies because nobody would ever see them except their friends who would say, what are you doing posting this garbage? Get out of here.
Exactly.
So, you know, so that's, you know, that's the utopian solution. If Facebook is not willing to go the utopian solution, I am of the opinion that they should spend the billions and billions to develop the AI platforms that will do this. And they'll make some mistakes, but we'll do this so that humans do not have to be tormented by doing this evil stuff themselves.
No, that makes sense. Both of you make a lot of sense because that's the scourge of social media, and that is the inability to moderate, and therefore things get inflamed and worse. Then you end up with these poor moderators who are, you know, who are scarred.
You know, Jeff is exactly right. You know, a simple thing would be a chronological timeline that is limited to first degree connections.
That ends.
That, I think, is the critical piece.
Yeah.
Okay. The Robin Dunbar thing, right? You only see posts chronologically from people that you have directly connected with.
Right.
Right. Not this boost, right? But what that does is it literally eliminates influence.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be gone. Influencers, all these PewDiePie and the Kardashians and all this stuff that rely on this algorithm to create this aura of influence and fame would completely disappear. Because Kardashian would then have to actually go out and meet 3 million people and connect to them. First degree, which she's never going to do. Okay? And so I think that, you know, that is a big thing. But the other danger, okay, so I just want to riposte quickly. I know to Jeff's point on they should make him spend the $50 billion, right? Well, this is exactly what these guys are lobbying for. You know, they talk about this Section 230 law, which is the key to all of this moderation, right? Which is basically they're not responsible, right, for any of the content that's posted. But now the governments have kind of stepped in with regulations. Well, Zuckerberg and those guys will stand up and actually demand, they're demanding an amendment to 230 to force social media companies to actually spend that kind of money on moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it literally puts every other social media upstart like TikTok out of business immediately.
Wow.
Because if all of a sudden you went out and you're TikTok and you're this brand new company, you come up with this great new tech that everybody loves, okay? And in order for you to get into that app store and to put that app out there called quote unquote social media, the day one, you have to have $30 billion in the bank to pay for 100,000 moderators to be ready to moderate that content.
Yeah.
So when Facebook and Twitter and all these guys make these noises that, oh, they're in favor of moderation, they're in favor of increased moderation, they're in favor of all of these rules and regulations, you think it's because they think it's going to make the world better? No, it's going to literally, it's going to literally put every other social media platform out of business because they literally will not have the money necessary to meet the moderation.
Yeah, that's
requirements. So that's why, to me, if what we want is a future where this idea that the internet can be used to facilitate social connections and the exchange of information among friends and family, to me, the only solution is to just say, nope, People need to have the ability to moderate themselves.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Over.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It's I actually hadn't thought of it that deeply before, but that moderation,
it's a double-edged sword.
It really is.
It really is.
And then the influencers, well, we're going to have another hot topic about the impact of influencers in the future. But gentlemen, I want to thank you again for another hot topic. Michael, Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you, Henry.
Thanks, Henry.